Now, it's a pleasure to have this next group here. You'll get to meet each of its five members as the hour rolls on. And I think they're all ready to go. So here they are, Sweetheart of the Barricades.
And we're going to start with a song about Pennsylvania's own Molly Maguires.
Sometime buried too many deer for the cadence and fires. I'm a stranger who knows you're of the Molly Maguires, and it's on to the next one. Next boss to see this dude.
Sweetheart of the Barricades. And as I was thinking about this group throughout the last month or so, I was thinking, Sweetheart or Sweethearts, Barricade or Barricades, and it all becomes clear once you see them, because Vanessa, I gather, or maybe it's not.
Oh, I'm not the sweetheart.
You don't think you're the sweetheart?
No way.
But, and so these guys aren't barricades. They could be.
Do you want to know about the name?
Sure, if you'd like to tell me.
Yeah, sure. So that the name is actually a throwback to a Byrds album, Sweetheart of the Rodeo.
Right.
My late husband and I used to listen to that album constantly together, and he was my protest buddy. We were behind all sorts of barricades together, so I used to tell him, "You're my sweetheart of the barricades."
Oh, what a great...
When he passed away, I was a poet for a long time in Pittsburgh, and after he passed away, suddenly the words had melody to them. I started writing music, started writing songs, and this was the kind of stuff I wanted to sing about, the labor history that meant so much to the two of us, that brought us together. So the name of the band is a way of keeping him close.
I'm really glad you shared that story. I thought of Sweetheart of the Rodeo immediately.
Oh, good, it works.
And in fact, I kept needing initially. It's like, I wonder if they know that they're so close to Sweetheart of the Rodeo. I better be careful about that. And for what it's worth, not that I want to name drop, but Roger McGuinn was a guest here.
Oh,
and
cool.
It was the nicest guy in the world.
That's wonderful.
We actually had him on by phone, and I mean this. This is going to sound bad, but like we couldn't get him off the phone. He just wanted to keep talking, which is great. And he insisted on performing a couple songs by phone, which I wasn't about to ask him to do.
Oh, that's amazing.
And yeah, just a really nice guy. So that album clearly has some good vibes all around. So do you want to introduce who you have here along with you? I'll introduce you. That's Vanessa Vesh, who you just heard singing lead.
And I have Hernan Brizuela here on saxophone and harmonicas and harmony vocals, sometimes even some rhythm guitar. He does it all. I have Brian Spruill here on lead guitar, Ernie Popeye on bass, and Jeremy Popeye on drums.
Two Popeyes with us today. You sound great playing together. How long have you been together?
Oh, gosh. Really under a year, all of us together here. Hernan and I have been playing together for almost a full year now at this point. But the project's gone through a couple lineup changes. Jeremy's been with me the longest. We've, 2 years now?
Yeah, and I've made you the spokesperson because you're the only one with...
Yeah, you stuck a mic in front of me.
With a mic in front of you right now. So, guys, I certainly have complete faith in you to be able to represent yourselves. But if you talk without a mic, it's kind of like that tree in a forest that's falling when nobody's there. Tell me that first song, the Molly Maguires, known throughout the world, and I think Central PA, right?
Yes.
And what's your next one that you'd like to do?
The next one we're going to do is a song about the Great Railroad Strike of 1877. This is called Your Trains Won't Run Today.
And I don't know much about that strike. Were the trains that had to paralyze the country, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a strike that spread well outside of Pittsburgh and had sympathy really all across the Rust Belt. And it was a very wild strike, which is one of the reasons it inspired me. And actually, when I take the bus downtown, if I hop off at Penn Station, I'm always thinking about this particular historical episode there. But it was a strike of mine workers and train workers and all kinds of folks involved.
1877. So let's take a listen here. Once again, Sweetheart of the Barricades.
Strike's been a long time coming, tried every other way. You want to step on working people, well, your trains won't run today. No, your trains won't run today.
I gave the boss a decade's worth to earn him his wealth. I cost him little, he cost me my health. I've got nothing to show for my broken bones and my muscles sore. When you rich get richer, it's always by the blood and sweat of the poor. Strike's been a long time coming, tried every other way. You wanna step on working people? Well, your trains won't run today. No, your trains won't run today. Yeah, can't you feel our righteous anger run across the Rust Belt lines? We've got the rail yards under our control, with the workshops, mills, and the mines. So, Sheriff, before you read that riot act, you better use your head. We're not begging you for a meager slice. Hand over the whole loaf of bread. Strike's been a long time coming, tried every other way. You wanna step on working people? Well, your trains won't run today. No, your trains won't run today. No, they won't. Pittsburgh don't stand to be bullied over what we deserve and desire. Between their buildings, freight cars, and locomotives, we gonna have us a hell of a fire. So come down, all your good tramps and hobos, all your brakemen, conductors, and crews. Raid the gun shops, we've got a militia to show how we cure our Philadelphia blues. Strike's been a long time coming, tried every other way. You wanna step on working people? Well, your trains won't run today. No, your trains won't run today. Strike's been a long time coming, tried every other way. You wanna step on working people? Well, your trains won't run today. No, your trains won't run today. Strike's been a long time coming, tried every other way. You wanna step on working people? Well, your trains won't run today. No, your trains won't run today. Well, your trains won't run today. No, your trains won't run today.
Sweetheart of the Barricades, that's a great song. And these songs really pour out of you in a beautiful way, Vanessa. When did you grow up in Pittsburgh?
Born and raised.
Whereabouts?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, my folks moved us kind of all over the North Hills. I was born in Bloomfield, and then we sort of moved around from house apartment over different neighborhoods out in the North Hills suburbs.
When did you develop your love of labor and understanding about I assume you must have a love of labor if you, given the
of,
songs
of
you're singing.
Labor history. I would say I have a love of labor. Yeah. Who loves labor, right?
Yeah, true, true.
But
obstetricians, it pays the bills, but and midwives, maybe, I don't know.
I would say my grandparents had a large influence there, and then just kind of other elder figures that I've known over the years who sort of made me look there, because when I've thought about the suffering of people in the world, the struggles of people in this country and around me, my neighbors, looking for systemic answers to questions that I have, took me into labor history to see how people have come together to work to make something better.
Yeah, and there's a lot right here in Western Pennsylvania to study too. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think it was the first week of July that the Homestead Strike mm-hmm. occurred. I'm pretty sure
we're coming up on the anniversary of that.
Have you been out? I think there are two protests today. There's been a lot for.
I've been there. I probably shouldn't say too much about it.
Well, yeah. No. If you've been out and active, which yes. is good. We were talking about it last week a bit, and it's fitting before you mention that history when you were talking mm-hmm. about your late husband. I happened to stumble on. If you're not aware of it, as you're listening, you probably are. There are a lot of coordinated protests today
Absolutely.
And tomorrow occurring, particularly on immigration. Uh-huh. And when I went to post your picture on Facebook, there must have been three or four showing, you know, at the same time being live streamed, which is interesting to see how different cities are reacting.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the kind of cross-pollination of what can we learn from one another tactically. Morale-wise, how do we come together and support one another? How do we do mutual aid now?
And
that's, you know, that's where my songwriting is coming from, is thinking about, you know, looking way back into the history of this city that I love so much, and what are the relevant moments that can inform today's struggles.
Well, and labor is changing so much right now,
sure.
and is going to continue to change. I just can't imagine what the world is going to be like in 2 years, let alone five.
Well, we better make it together.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the voice of Vanessa Vash. That's fun to say fast. Vanessa Vash.
The alliterative special.
Yes, that's right. The poet with an alliterative name. Sweetheart of the Barricades. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on community radio. Thank you for being with us. And I want to be sure we get more music. And what would you like to do next?
Well, I tell people that I write about love, rage, and ranch dressing. And we gave you some of the rage, so we're going to give you a love song now. I think, if you ask me, they're all love songs. But
the songs of passion.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't think there's anything more revolutionary than falling in love. So this is a straight up literal love song for you. This is called Third Wind, and it's kind of modeled on some of the older soul styles. Just a little cold weather through my window. I miss being in love. Oh, my darling, you don't know what I go through. One evening beside you, when I know my heart just won't let me sleep. So give me a third wind from the thought of you. I've had your lips taste wild as the basil leaves, but you'd be a gentleman like I never knew. I'd let you curve your perfect body to the space behind my knees. Give me a third wind from the thought of you. I've been an apprentice to my own bewildered solitude. I'm meaning nobody fills my thoughts
like you do. Can you feel my desire unspoken move with the contour of your blues? Give me a third wind from the thought of you. Third wind from the thought of you, honey. A third wind from the thought of you. I get a third wind from the thought of you.
Sweetheart of the Barricades. Ron Berlin is listening. You may know Ron. He mentions how much
he's
enjoying.
Yes, he's a labor lawyer.
Yes, I figured you might. He also sent a picture I'll share with you later from the olden days. Ron, thank you for checking in. And Sweetheart of the Barricades is who you're listening to now. Have you guys recorded anything that's available, and how can we get it?
We are actually in the process of recording our debut EP at Mix Hass over in Homestead, under the tutelage of Chris Lurch-Rudick is our producer. And we are imagining that that will be available sometime in the early fall.
Good, good. Always give a season or a month or a year. Never, don't get any more specific.
Right. So keep a lookout for the release party.
Yeah, as I've told lots of people, it will arrive the day of your release party. No matter what you do, it will arrive. Everyone's nodding their head. Or like an hour before your release party.
Good things take time.
It always seems to be the way. And I'm glad you're going to be recording because I think this album, it's really, I like what you're doing. There's songs of a lot of substance, but they're also very joyful, enjoyable to listen to. I guess they're not all joyful. They make you think, though, about things.
And
that last song was very joyful. How old is the song you just sang?
That's a pretty new one. When did we start working on that? Back in May, I think? Yeah.
Sounds great. When did you start songwriting, and did you know that you wanted to do this? You mentioned poetry beforehand. Did that come first?
Poetry came first. I started writing poetry when I was 14, and I thought that's what I was going to give my life to, and I did. And after my husband passed in 2015, I needed something more physical. I started playing the guitar a lot more than I had. I knew some basic open chords. That's it.
So you started getting more, well, say intentional, not serious, but more.
It just kind of happened one day where all of a sudden, you know, usually the words would come and I'd write them down, and then all of a sudden they started suggesting a melody, and that didn't stop. So
when you were a teen, were there people that were particularly encouraging you with poetry? Because it does take somebody that doesn't push you necessarily, but helps make sure you feel confident and want to go in that direction.
I didn't really get that support until my early 20s, or until I was in college, really. I sought my own mentors in literature. I'd find a poet I really loved and read everything I could get my hands on by them, and then figure out who influenced them, and, you know, worked through it that way. And I read a lot of the more theoretical texts as I got older, and it was just a constant practice. But I was lucky enough to come across some really great mentors in college, and I've gotten to read alongside some fabulous writers here in Pittsburgh, including Jan Beatty and Renee Alberts and Sam Hazo. And,
yeah. Where did you go to school?
I went to La Roche.
And you mentioned those three poets a moment ago, but as you were developing, were there a few that really struck you in particular?
Absolutely. I would say I was very enamored of the Beats when I was younger. And then when I came across Patti Smith's work, everything changed for me. I loved the Beats. I loved the Confessionals. I loved some of the more formalist writers as well, and the 19th century French poets that I think it's mandatory that we love them. But when I came across Patti Smith and that kind of New York style that very much mixed music in with a wonderful sensibility for language, and she led me to Jim Carroll and some other writers who have meant a lot to me over the years.
Vanessa Vesh and Sweetheart of the Barricades are here, and let's mention Ernie Papai is on bass and Jeremy Popeye on drums. Hernan Brizuela, harmonica and saxophone today. Who am I missing? Brian Sproul on electric guitar. What would you like to do next?
So I'm going to take us, we're still going to stay in labor history, but we're going to move outside of Pittsburgh a ways. And this is a song that I wrote in the voice of Lucy Parsons, who was a founding member of the IWW, very much a militant who I like a lot.
The Wobblies here again,
yes.
Sweetheart of the Barricades.
One, two, three, four. I sing hell hath no fury like a young widow scorned. Tell ya, hell hath no fury like a young widow scorned. So, brother, spare me your surprise, 'cause oh yeah, you done been warned. Well, I walk past your gallows, I move my trouble in mind. See me walk past your gallows, I move my trouble in mind. Drink it strong, steady black ball. You best believe I'll be getting mine. I won't rest till you're laid down beside the love you stole from me. I won't rest, I won't rest till you're laid down beside the love you stole from me. God Almighty, you don't know the fact you're picking, but I hope you stick around and see. Yeah, stick around. Oh, Oh, you left me no home here. Outside these old walking shoes, you left me no home here. Outside these old walking shoes, what a thing to do. I'm the gravest danger to you. With all of my nothing left to lose, ash in hell hath no glory. Like a young widow scorn. Well, well, hell hath no glory. Like a young widow scorn.
Sweetheart of the Barricades, we've linked to their Facebook page, also to the website. Who did the art on the website? The Pittsburgh picture that's cut in half. That's
that
nice.
Hernan.
Hernan raised his hand. But that's beautifully done. You should go look at it, but if you don't have a chance to, it's the city with a diagonal slice through it. And
that's the syndicalist flag.
Yeah.
The red and the black.
Yeah, it's a great shot. We have about 8 minutes of radio time, which I think is probably one song.
We got one more for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one. Most of your songs are about that long, or longer. If I keep talking, it'll be half a song. I really thank you for being here. You're really a real treat. You've seen me on my phone. What I'm doing is learning more about the people you're singing about.
Oh, cool.
if you were wondering what
That's
I was
exactly
doing.
What I was hoping would happen. So.
Because I did not know much about Lucy Parsons. I know about the Wobblies. I did not know about her involvement with Haymarket. And
yes,
it was really.
Well, that's where I started my learning about her. And as a youngish widow myself, she's a quite an inspiration.
Yeah, she lost her husband, was executed.
Albert Parsons, that's right, in the struggle for the 8-hour workday.
Yeah,
so if you like your 8-hour workday, if you're lucky enough to still get one on your weekend, thank an anarchist.
Yeah, and you know, I happen to know just because she's a good friend. Anne Feeney's birthday is tomorrow.
Yes.
So, yay! It's nice to have you on here.
I'm not very acquainted with her. We've met. I just think her music is wonderful.
Yeah.
She's another very much an inspiration. She's a powerhouse in
labor-related
music.
You bet. She really is. Thank you all for being here, Ernie Poppy and Jeremy Poppy, also
Popeye.
Or Popeye. I'm sorry, guys. It's P-A-P-A-Y, though, right? Popeye. Hernan Brizuela and Brian Sproul and Vanessa Vesh, who you just heard. What do you want to close up with?
Well, we promised you love Rage and Ranch Dressing, so I guess we got to play this one. This is a talking blues song.
No, not about ranch dressing.
Absolutely about, not just about ranch dressing, but about how much this pen loves ranch dressing.
One, two, one, two. not too hard, kind of afternoon, late July. Sweating in the star with my fella and I. Parked his old black Jeep's out Braddock Avenue. Outside of the tap room, a voice in my ear. Slurring under Schwann as she slugged out a beer. Ranch dressing, every recipe she knew. From my mama's kitchen, those summer days. Spread whiskey together, that mayonnaise. Black pepper and buttermilk, homemade, made right. I said a friend, Rager with her, let me give you a tip. This ain't nothing unless you're cracking that Miracle Whip. She said, Miracle Whip, now you're picking a fight. We're talking ranch, dressing, blues, Harold's heard the good news. Lord is coming back on a mayo pie. He's gonna multiply the loaves. Mexican bread like a holy host. With a cup of that cream and white for the worship. Well, my fella, he was hankering to pick up our food. I said, listen here, lover, I don't mean to be rude, but I ain't going nowhere till I hear how this sends. That downtown sign, she chirps like a bird. Most Pittsburgh thing I ever heard. You ain't from here, honey. You'll never understand. See, round these parts where I come up, everybody rocking that souffle cup on the side of a plate, eating like a king. And I'm jazz with sandwiches, salads, and fries. Ain't spinning no stories and telling you lies. Rich is good for what ails you. Good for everything. We're talking ranch, dressing, blues. Have you turned the good news? The Lord is coming back on a mayo pie. He's gonna multiply the loaves. Dancing and bread like a holy host. With a cup of that creamy wine for the worship night. That white gold goes down smooth as silk. Could be cream in your coffee or cereal milk. Take a tablespoon, cure your cold or flu. And it'll cover your crow's feet, no mistake. It's the icing on your birthday cake. And a biodiesel to keep you on the move. And it's an all-purpose cleaner when you mop your floor. It's like WD-40 on a creaky door. Couple dabs on your pulse points. Fine cologne. It's toothpaste with a taste of vinegar. Shampoo delivers that healthy shine. Baby, freezing cold. Feel my ice cream cold. Talking ranch, dressing, blues. Harold's heard the good news. The Lord is coming back on a mayo cloud. He's gonna multiply the loaves. And some bread like a holy host. With a cup of that cream and white for the worship. Dine, dine. Talking ranch, dressing, blues. Harold's heard the good news.
Sweetheart of the Barricades, thank you for being here with us.